and welcome to A Peace of Mind. I'm Maya Bryant.
And I'm Saquon Howard. We are sophomores at William Peace University.
This podcast will inform you about happenings around William Peace University, and we'll be offering you advice on our advice column.
Here is the latest news about what is happening at William Peace.
The men's soccer team held their own against Greensboro College, the top team in the conference. Freshman Enrique scored two of the first half goals, but still wasn't quite enough as they fell 3-2. The Pacers will host two home games this weekend, so make sure you go out to support our Pacers this Saturday, tomorrow, at 12:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3:30 p.m. The women's soccer team fell 2-0 against Greensboro College, but despite the loss, had an amazing defensive play the entire game. The women will return to action on Sunday at 3 p.m. this Saturday, tomorrow, for senior night, honoring our two seniors, Devin Thompson and Jessica Littleton. Go support our Pacers and our seniors this weekend.
Women's volleyball team let Greensboro College know whose house it was on Tuesday night, finishing them off in four sets. The women return to action with a pair of South Division matches this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Stay up to date with William Peace University Athletics via social media, like them on Facebook, subscribe to their YouTube channel, and follow them on Twitter and Instagram.
Tickets are now on sale for our annual fall cocktail on October 24th at downtown Raleigh-Sheraton. They are available during lunch hours in front of Belk Dining Hall for $5 each. William Peace University is going to Washington, D.C., November 7th through 9th, the school's first overnight trip, for only $125 a person. Contact Laura Lee King or Sarah Heenan in Student Services for more info.
Get your tickets for William Peace's first show of the school year, The Importance of Being Earnest, directed by Miss Amy White, October 16th through 19th. Tickets are going fast, as it is sure to be a great show, so don't miss out.
So Maya, you went to the show last night. How was it?
I did, and I thought that it was an amazing production. It's Amy's first show directing here at Peace, and it was really, really good. Senior Daryl was amazing last night. She was fabulous. I'm going to miss seeing her on stage here at Peace. Alex Reynolds, I think is that his last name?
Yes.
And DJ, they were great together on stage last night, too. You were there, too. What did you think of it?
It was absolutely awesome. Awesome. It has a very interesting twist in it, so you should definitely go out and see the show. One of the crowd pleasers was definitely Joshua Walker, Jr. here. So definitely go out. It's very funny, very entertaining, and you're going to have a wonderful time.
So get your tickets. You have four more times to see the show, so make sure you go get your tickets and see that show. So moving on to our advice column, please keep sending in your questions to our email address. We had amazing turnout this week, but we chose two questions, and here they are. Here's the first one. So here, this is for you to start off.
Okay.
What do you do when you have someone who is a friend who is always negative? Just always being negative.
First of all, what are they being negative about? Or is it everything?
Maybe it's everything. I'm guessing that it's everything. You know, we have those people in our life who are just always negative about things, who just can never see the positive light about things.
So you have a very pessimistic person in your life. I think that it's definitely, I would cut them out of my life, honestly. I think I would have to let them go because I'm a very positive person.
And here we go, eliminating people again, just cutting them off.
You're right, though. But wait a minute. It was my idea to have a conversation, but you said cut them off. So I'm trying to take your advice and cut them off. But that's what I would do. I would honestly have to cut them off because when you're, especially if it's coming from a stressful point and they're being negative, you got to let them go.
I agree, and I've said it once before, and I'll say it again. If you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. And some people, they don't realize they're being negative, but then you can't help them unless they want help. So I say just change the people around you because you don't need that negative energy in your life because it causes stress on yourself.
Very much so. A lot of stress. And stress on top of stress is not good. It's not the business.
If some people don't realize that they have so much power in what goes on in their life. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like a class, drop it. If you need that class for your major, suck it up and move on. You have so much power in your life. Just let go. There's no need to be negative. That's very true.
And the people who you hang around have a lot of power in your life as well.
That is true.
A lot of people don't realize that you can come off to look a certain type of way just by who you hang around.
That is so true.
And if you're always hanging around with a Debbie Downer, you're going to be looked at as a Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's our advice for that. Just, you know, change the people around you because you don't want to cause yourself any issues for having down people in your life.
Definitely. All okay, right. Maya. Here's your question. I've memorized this one. Your question is, someone asked, how do you approach, talk to, and win the heart of someone who you believe is out of your league?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, well, out of your league, give me?
Out of your league, okay. You're the average Joe trying to win the captain of the cheerleading team, or you're the average Sarah trying to win the heart of the captain of the football team.
Well, personally, I'm all about personality. It doesn't matter what you do or what activities you're involved in. As long as you're involved, I don't want to bum. So, I mean, all about personality. That's where you win someone's heart. It's about who you are inside. So definitely just approach the person, go up to them and, you know, be yourself. And, you know, tell a joke or something. Nope. I like to laugh at corny jokes. So if you're not funny, I'll probably laugh at you. But, you know, go up to that person and show them what you got to offer. And, you know, if they don't see it in you, they're not the right person. You move on. That's life.
That's very true. Also, someone told me some very good advice before, and I just feel like I need to share this. Don't take everything so serious. Mm-hmm. I've learned in recent times, in talking to people, of course it didn't work, or I still would, I mean, I'd be in a relationship right now. But whatever, that's another case for another point.
Exactly.
Anyway, they told me that when you approach someone, do it as a joke to yourself. If you look at it as a joke to yourself, then whether they accept you or not, it's a joke. You know what I mean? So it's not like, if I approach you and I'm like, Maya, I really like you, and you say, well, I don't see you that way. If I look at it as a joke for myself, I'm just like, well, whatever. I wasn't serious anyway.
What? So I'm a joke? Or girls are jokes?
No, the process of talking to you, I don't want to take it so serious.
So it's like, taking the weight off of the process of approaching
yes.
The opposite sex.
Yes.
Okay, I see that. I can see how that could work.
Here's a question. How did... Because you're taken, right?
I am taken.
How did your boyfriend approach you?
How did he approach me? He basically just came up to me and started talking to me. He bought me donuts. So that's the way to my heart. Buy me food. He bought me Krispy Kreme. And we started talking. And I fell in love with his personality.
Was it raspberry-filled donuts?
No, they were original. I'm an original girl. Original glaze.
Maya, get up with the times, honey.
I'm sorry. I was original. I was sold with the original glaze donuts. So there you go.
That's very interesting.
It is. I'm a sucker for food. So maybe that's... But no, I really did. I fell in love with his personality. And here we are a year later. So.
Now, what if a person's not that confident, not that bold? Let me tell you, now that social networks are a thing, it is so much easier to talk to people behind the scenes than it is to talk to them in person.
It is, and I think that is so sad with this day and age. I love the whole going up to someone and approaching them. I feel like that has such a better effect than DMing them on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook messaging them. It is, you learn who that person is, really, if you're up close and personal with them. But that, you're right, because of this day and age, it is so much easier to talk behind a computer screen or behind a phone.
And I've also found out that technology has ruined a lot of traditional stuff. One of my friends the other day, well, this was actually like a couple weeks ago, but she said she was going to have a date with her boyfriend or her significant other. I can't really call him a boyfriend because, well, that's just nothing. But anyway, she said they're going to have a date and it's going to be a candlelit dinner, but the candles are going to be from her phone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So technology has ruined a lot of...
It has. It really has.
The modern... You know, I'm a very romantic guy, I think. I like the traditional stuff. Like, if I like you, I'm going to ask you to do small, cute stuff first. Like, let's go out, get ice cream. Let's talk. Let's walk downtown. Downtown Raleigh is where it's at, especially at nighttime. Now, in December through, like, February, downtown Raleigh, right on Favo Street, has Christmas lights hung up. It is the perfect day.
So, ladies, if you want to see the Christmas lights, you know where to go. Saquon is single. He's ready. He's ready to mingle.
You're right. You can't be on no crazy stuff, though.
Oh, my. Well, this is not a dating podcast. So that's all we have time for today, unfortunately. And don't forget to send in your questions to apeaceofmindpodcast@yahoo.com. And tune back in next week and always keep a peace of mind.